Hello, everyone. Agape Church and friends, welcome in to the Building Up Podcast. This is episode number 131. My goal in the podcast today is to exhort us, all of us, myself included, toward this big idea that God has purposed for us, His people, to be a means of blessing to all the earth. We see this in Scripture, first of all, that God is a God of blessing. God blesses all of His creation. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift is from above. There's no good gift that you and I or any person on the earth enjoys that does not find its source in God. We could talk for hours and hours and hours about how God has blessed us, whether in His creation, as in a general sense, all the people of the earth enjoy the blessings of God, His kindness, His works of favor. The Bible says that He has caused the sun that gives light and warmth to rise on the good and the evil. He causes the rain that falls and enriches the earth and causes it to grow. He causes that rain to fall on the good and the evil. God blesses all of His creation. All people experience His blessing. But then certainly those of us who are Christians, who have believed upon the work of Christ, the person of Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection, and that we believe upon Him for the forgiveness of our sins and for the salvation of our souls, there are blessings upon blessings upon blessings that we receive as we are invited in and grafted into the family of God. The spiritual blessings, the spiritual riches of being part of that kingdom, it's talked about throughout Scripture. God is a benevolent and kind and generous God who gives blessings to all people, especially those who belong to the household of God. And He has designed things in such a way that you and I, when we follow after Jesus, who was God's greatest blessing to the earth, I mean, you really think about it, the person of Christ who came down from heaven to live this life that we live, to suffer as we do in sorrow and pain, to be tempted by sin, yet to live a perfect life, but then to die a criminal's death on the cross in our place, to atone, as the Bible puts it, for our sins. What an incredible gift. Jesus is the greatest of those perfect and good gifts that God sends. And when we believe in Christ and the Spirit of Christ is in us, when we are abiding with Him, you and I have the opportunity to bless people the way Jesus did. Furthermore, because Jesus is continuing His work and His ministry now from His throne in heaven through His people, you and I have the opportunity to be the means by which Jesus continues to bless people. I've been thinking about this week, and it's just an amazing call that God has given us to have the opportunity to be people who bless others, and maybe to more rightly put it, to be people through which God blesses others. What an incredible picture that we have. This really started coming to my mind this week from Genesis 39, in the story of Joseph, as we studied this in our men's Bible study group here at Agape. And Joseph, if you know that story, was a young man who was put through a lot of difficult situations, a lot of suffering. He went through those things because of injustice that was done to him, unfairness that he suffered at the hands of even his own family, his brothers. Originally, they plotted to kill him. They then decided, rather than to kill him, to sell him into slavery. And he ends up in years and years and years of suffering in slavery, in prison. But as his story unfolds, we find out that it was God's hand that was leading him the entire time. God was bringing about His great purposes for Joseph and a work of deliverance that God planned to do through Joseph for all of the people of Israel. And then ultimately from that people would come the Savior of the world, Jesus. And so Joseph, the constant that you see in his life, even in his suffering, was that God was always with him, God was blessing him, and God was blessing others through him. So in Genesis chapter 39, where Joseph finds himself in the enslaved in an Egyptian's household named Potiphar, the Bible says that in chapter 39, verse 4, that Joseph found favor in Potiphar's sight, and Potiphar made him the overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. And from the time that Potiphar made Joseph the overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and field. And so we see that not only is God blessing Joseph, but God is using Joseph as a means of blessing Potiphar. Because the Spirit and the presence of God is with Joseph, Joseph is a blessing to the household that he's enslaved in. It's an amazing picture. And then later on in chapter 39, Joseph finds himself in prison, ultimately because he was unwilling to disobey God and to sin against Potiphar with Potiphar's wife. And so Joseph ends up in prison, falsely accused of something he did not do. But again, what we see there later on in chapter 39, verse 21, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge because the Lord was with him. And whatever Joseph did, the Lord made succeed. Same picture, Joseph imprisoned for something that he did not do, falsely accused of, extremely unjust. Yet God is still with Joseph. He's still blessing him, and he's blessing now the prison and the prisoners. The Lord is doing that through Joseph. I just thought about how many times we find ourselves in really difficult situations. We find ourselves in situations that are unfair, unjust, or maybe just hard. I could give all kinds of examples, but it may be special circumstances we find ourselves in where, you know, we're accused of something we didn't do or we're falsely judged, or it could just be daily life in our families and the responsibilities that we have and the career that we're working in or the children that we're raising, whatever it may be. We find ourselves in difficult circumstances, and sometimes we get really focused on those circumstances and maybe we get frustrated, we get angry, we get bitter, and we forget that we have these opportunities to serve where we are in the place that we have been put, and we have an opportunity to be a blessing to other people. And I don't know, I think that should mean much more to us than maybe it sometimes does. That's the exhortation I really want to give, is that we have this amazing calling to be the means by which God blesses other people. So you could, yeah, if I were to say, God has called you, John, except put your name instead of John, but God has called you, John, Susie, whoever it is, God has called you by name, and his intention is that you will bless your family. You will bless your coworkers. You will bless your community group. You will bless your church. You will bless your friends. You will bless that person that you ran into at the store. Like, God wants to use you in that way. You are a means of blessing. Now, what I'm saying about that, though, isn't simply, okay, the way this happens is you just try harder, right? Try to be a blessing more than you are. That's probably true, but the first thing we have to think about is just being with Christ, being with God. That's really the big picture in Joseph's life. We're not told all the different things that Joseph did to be a blessing, what we're told over and over is God was with him. So I think the picture begins with this. You and I spending time with Jesus, spending time with him, and learning from him in his word and prayer, both individually and corporately, abiding with him, and working and thinking, not working, but, well, laboring throughout our day, but laboring in the Spirit of God to stay close to God throughout our day. So taking moments to sneak away and just be with the Lord, but also throughout our day, training ourselves and disciplining ourselves to just talk to him and put our mind on him even throughout our day. And that as we're doing that, that God is with us, and by nature and virtue of God's presence in our lives, we are going to be a blessing to others. It may be something intentional that happens. I'm going to give us a verse in just a moment that shows the intentionality of being a blessing, but I also think it's just something that will naturally, organically happen, because as you are seeking God and to be with him, and God is with you, and the person of Christ, you're abiding in him, then the Spirit of God is just going to work through you. And you may not even recognize it. You may do things and say things that you don't even really think about, but then later you realize what a blessing it was to someone else. So this whole idea of being a blessing starts with just being with God, because it is God who does the work of blessing through you. So don't neglect that. Don't neglect your time with Christ if you do indeed desire to be a blessing to other people. But then there is an intentionality to it. There is a discipline that you and I are called to. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 is one of the verses in the New Testament that shows us this intentionality. We're told, do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, which is a word that essentially means insulting. But on the contrary, rather than repaying evil for evil, bless. Bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. So we're told here, don't do the things that your flesh might want to do in the middle of difficult situations when someone has done evil for you and you want to repay them with that same kind of evil. They've insulted you, or someone close to you, you want to insult them back. Actually, don't do that. On the contrary, bless. And then Peter goes on to explain a little more of that, and he quotes another passage of the Bible, but he says, for whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil. That's one way that we intentionally bless people, as we watch what we say to them. We watch our words to them. Let his lips keep his lips from speaking deceit. So we are people that speak truth in love. The Bible tells us that. We don't deceive other people. Let him turn away from evil and do good. You will be a blessing to people when you repent of your sins and you seek to just do the things that would please God. Let him seek peace and pursue it. So again, rather than engaging in things that would create conflict or division like gossip, we seek peace. And then Peter goes on to say, or quote scripture, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. So another way that you bless people is you pray for them. You pray for the situations that you are in. That is a way that you bless others. And so this is an intentional thing that we're called to, that we would seek to bless others. And don't overlook what it says in verse 9. We're called to bless that we may obtain a blessing. So I'm sure you found yourself in that place before where you were used by God to bless someone else. Maybe you realized it in the moment because it was very intentional, or maybe you didn't realize it in the moment. It was just a product of you spending time with God. But you hear the testimony of what a blessing you were to someone, that God used you to bless someone immensely. Maybe maybe in a very practical, material way, or maybe in a very spiritual, emotional way. But when you hear that, your own heart erupts with encouragement. You are stirred knowing that the God of the universe, the King of the earth, Jesus Christ, the King of everything, Jesus has used you in someone's life to be a blessing. So you yourself, you're blessed by that. And that is what we are called to. So don't let this be a little thing. Don't let this be a small goal, but rather let us be those people that seek to spend time with Christ, to become more like him, knowing that the more we do that, the more we're going to bless those around us, that Jesus is going to bless people and situations in our lives through us by nature of just us spending time with him. And then by the power of his Spirit, look for those intentional ways. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't sin and interact with people the way the world does, but rather seek to be a blessing. Keep your tongue from evil. Speak truth. Do good. Seek peace. Pray for people. Do those things that will bring a blessing. And in that, as you see God working in you and working through you, you yourself will be blessed by God. That's the picture. I hope you will think about that. Read these verses. Pray about this on your own. If this stirs you at all, seek it more in prayer with God. It is something that he wants to do in your life. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on the podcast today. And I hope to be with you again soon on another episode. Until then, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. If you have a question about today's podcast or would like to suggest a topic for the future, please email us, buildingup@agapepinson.com. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search for Building Up from Agape Church in your favorite podcast app. Son, I'm giving you victory. I can hear